Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of God of all ages, welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we thank you for making the time to tune in. Take a moment to get focused, clear your mind, close your eyes, open your heart, and receive what God has for you on this day.
Good morning, City Place Church. Welcome. I am so excited to see you this morning. So many things happening in the life of our church. And man, I don't know if you were here last Sunday. We celebrated all that God did in 2022. It's 2023 and it is day one of 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so I want to invite you to pray with us this Wednesday morning at 6:30. We're going to be having morning prayer every Wednesday at 6:30 through 21 days of prayer and fasting. And then also in person, our in-person service prayed this morning. And so we invite you to partake in prayer. I'm actually going to talk about four experiences that God wants us to have today. And so if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Habakkuk. That's been our foundation verse since the first Sunday of the month. And so I want you to go there. And then we're also going to just move around in scripture. I've got a lot of scripture that I want to get to today. I'm going to be passionate, but I'm also want to be focused because there's some things that God's been stirring in my heart for us during these 21 days of prayer and fasting that is not just a one-off moment, but it's going to last with us throughout the year. Now, every year we have a prophetic declaration of what God is going to do in this year. And we'll share that with you over the coming weeks. But there's something that God wants us to experience during prayer time. And this is a different season of our church. Last year was the year that God does above and beyond, and he's not done doing that yet. But we want to lean into the presence of the Lord like never before. And so even as we talked about last week, we answered those questions and we dove in a little bit deeper and just gave a little bit of clarity of what this fast could potentially be. God wants all of us and we want to give all of ourselves. And so I welcome you again to City Place Online. If this is your first time here, type in the comment section. Say hello to everybody. I hear from so many of you that you've been watching online, hanging out with us, but you don't say hello. So please let us know that you're watching and fill out the virtual connect card, cityplacechurch.com/card. I also want to let every person know watching today that there is a prayer journal available at cityplacechurch.com/21days. You will want to look on that. It's a great rhythm and a great flow to pray God's word, to find a rhythm and enjoyment of prayer. That's one of our goals, is that we want to have an enjoyment of prayer, and then we want to create a lifestyle of prayer so that it's not just 21 days. No, God, we cry out to you first. And so prayer should be a first response, not a last resort. And so enjoy that resource online, and let's just get ready to go. You can download today's message notes, like I said, cityplacechurch.com/notes. Habakkuk chapter 2, we've been reading this over the last few weeks. Verse 1 says this: I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my guard post. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. The vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that as we are leaning into your word and that you are continually bringing it all into focus. Holy Spirit, I thank you for day one. Day one of 21 days of prayer and fasting. God, I just recall your word in Daniel, where the angel told Daniel that from the first day, your petition was heard. So Father, I just thank you that we reside in a place of faith today, that from the first request or from the first moment of worship, Jesus, we know that you've heard our request and you've heard our cry. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Chapter 2, we've been talking over the last few weeks about Habakkuk and a strong prophet of God who is having a dialogue with God. And actually, when you read Habakkuk chapter 2, some of the descriptions as you hit to the passages of scripture, it says that this is Habakkuk's complaint. Like Habakkuk's having this dialogue with God and God is answering him. And then he says something else to God and then God is answering him. And then when we get to chapter 2, he just says this. He says, I'm going to stand right here I'm going to climb a little bit higher, and I'm going to see what God is saying. Like, I'm going to change my position. My heart is in full anticipation of what he's going to say, what he's going to do. I'm going to remove myself from any sort of distraction to where it's just he and I. And I'm going to watch to see what he's going to say. I'm going to watch to see what he's going to say. Like, I don't know about you, I've never stood by a window expecting someone's call. Like, I never went over to the window when Taisha said that she was going to call me, and I stood to watch to see what she would say. See, there is something about when God speaks that there is such clarity when he speaks, even as you listen. And Habakkuk said that I'm going to stand watch to see what he's going to say, because when he downloads it to me, he's going to make it extremely clear. And the Bible goes on to say that God speaks to him and says, write the vision, make it completely plain, everything that I'm telling you, because as people come, grab hold of it and run, they'll be able to run easier than before. He says, it might take a little bit of time. Don't worry about it. Don't fret. Don't get concerned. Even though there's a delay, wait patiently for it, because it will happen. And this morning, as we lean into this, we've been asking ourselves some of these questions like, and this is your first time, at the very start of the year, my wife Taisha and I, we sat in our home and we just shared some questions. One of the questions is, what does God want for you and what does God want from you in 2023? What does he want from you? And what does he want for you, has for you in this year? We said that the only way we'll know that is if we spend time with God. We can't just give him a request and move on. We have to give him isolated, focused time to where, Jesus, I'm communicating with you. That was one of the questions. We said, what are some things in your life that you have to add fuel to? There's some things in our life that needs fire to burn, needs more gasoline poured on it, because I am in the will of God. I am in the purpose of God. This is where my pursuit is. I need to pray in this area more. I need to be more passionate in worship. And then there's some things that you just got to throw away. And we asked even last week, well, what are you willing to commit to spiritually this whole year? Well, there's four experiences that I believe that the Lord wants us as a church to experience during these 21 days, but also he wants us to carry it with us. So write these down. Four experiences God wants us to carry during 21 days of prayer and fasting. I use the word experience because we don't want things. Four things God wants us to do. Four things God, no. These are four experiences that God wants us to walk into, but then he wants us to carry them beyond 21 days of prayer and fasting. Experiences, encounters with him that we will take on the journey. First one is this. Write this down. Actually, let's go to scripture. Let's go to scripture. Exodus chapter 33, 12 through 19. Exodus chapter 33, 12 through 19. We're going to read a lot, just so you know. It says this. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name. Wow, what a great place to be when God says, I know you by name, y'all. And you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray. Somebody say, pray. We're in 21 days of prayer and fasting. Therefore, I pray, if I found grace in your sight, show me now your way. Don't delay now. Show me now your way that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, this is God speaking, my presence, somebody say presence, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And Moses said this, if your presence does not go with us, don't bring us from this place. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight except you go with us? Come on, City Place. This morning, we're talking about bringing it into focus. We're in week three, bring it into focus. But this time, we're talking about experiencing God. Bring it into focus, but we're talking about experiencing God. There's four experiences, and we read the first one here in Exodus 33, where Moses says, hey, listen, God, the purpose that I'm carrying and the people that I'm leading, they're yours. He literally says, the thing that I'm walking out in my life belongs to you, You just giving me management over it. Man, what a great perspective to know that the purpose and destiny of God that you and I are walking out belongs to Him. The things that we care for, the things that we oversee, our families belong to God. Our personal life, our personal well-being belongs to God. The business that you own, the classes that you're taking, the journey that you're trying to pursue, it's all from the Father. Father, what is your response to what I'm carrying? He says, now, I pray, if I found favor in your sight, please let your presence go with us. And God responds, my presence is going to go with you. My presence is going to go with you. Moses says, if your presence doesn't go, please don't ask me to go without you. The first thing that God wants us to experience and carry in these 21 days of prayer and fasting, and He wants you to carry for 52 weeks of the year, is His presence. There was such an acknowledgement from Moses that the presence of God was more powerful than any of the tangible things that God was doing. He could have said, Father, let your miracles go with us. No. He said, I need your presence. Your presence has to go with us, because how will anyone else know that we're different? When you read the rest of the text, he literally says, how will people know that we are yours unless you go? In this 2023 year, there has to be a clear distinction, City Place Church, that we are a part of the body of Christ, that we are a part of the family of God. His presence has to go. And in times past, I got to be honest with you, in times past, we've done really good. And you probably have done this. We've done really good with the focused amount of prayer time, the focused amount of fasting, the three songs of worship on Sunday, the songs in our car. And then there are times when we just go through our life and we might not even be bringing the presence of the Lord with us. But no, Moses says, if your presence doesn't go on this journey, I'm not going. I'm going to wait right here. How often have you, I know I've done it where I've just ran all on my own. God said, I'm going on this journey. I'm to Pastor City Place Church. Let's go. Moses says, before I step from here into this new job, I need you to go with me. Before I step foot in the classroom on this day, I need you to go with me. Come on, City Place. Before I go into the doctor's office, I need you to go with me. Before I get in my car to go to the store, I need you to go with me. Before I get out of the car to go into the grocery store, I need you to be with me. Before I send the email, I need you to go with me. I know you might say, well, does it require all that? I need your presence to go with me, because how will everybody else know that I'm your people? Moses said, others might think that it is so insignificant to be in your presence every single day, not me. God's promise to us, City Place Church, over these next 21 days and beyond, is that we will experience His presence. The tangible presence of God, the one that doesn't leave. In fact, when you read the rest of Exodus 33 and you go into Exodus 34, God literally says this, my presence will go with you and my glory will go. Moses gets bold enough and says, show me your glory. I want to see even more. And God says this, I cannot show you my face, but I will show you my goodness. And He takes Moses up to a mountaintop. And the Bible says that the goodness of the Lord moves in front of Moses. Like when we ask God for His presence, we want to go in His presence as far as we could go. So what is God saying now, City Place? No more standing on the outside looking in. Since we have access through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible says literally the veil in the temple was torn and everyone can walk directly into the presence of the Lord. Like now, you and I have to go into the presence of God like never before. I found a couple of verses that would echo what I'm saying. Listen to this. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come, watch now, from the presence of the Lord. Like, God, change my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need to be brought into relationship with you. Or maybe, God, I've been misstepping. I've been living outside of your presence. God, I am so sorry. God, I just thank you for your forgiveness. I receive your forgiveness. I'm stepping in. And it says, times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. I feel so tired. I feel almost burnt out. Times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. God promises us that we're going to experience and carry his presence. Please tell me that you're going with us, or else I'm not going anywhere. Every step of this journey, God, Moses says, go with us. I love it because Habakkuk said, I'm going to stay right here. Now I'm bouncing back, y'all, to show you just the relation. I'm going to stay right here until he shows up, because I'm going to be able to see so clearly what he's saying. The only way that happens is if we get in his presence. And it's amazing that God spoke. He said, I am going to be in God's presence. I have faith. I have anticipation. My heart's prepared for what he's going to show me as he speaks. City Place, we're going to carry his presence over these 21 days and beyond. Number two, write this down. We're going to carry his promise. God has a promise for you. There's a promise that God has spoken over your life. There's a promise that he has for you and your family. There's a promise that he has for your job. There's a promise that he has for your calling. There's a promise that he has for you to make an impact in the kingdom of God and in the house of God. There's a promise. God is going to declare his promise to you, and you're going to experience some of those promises being fulfilled, or some of those promises being ignited, or some of those promises being made clear. You're going to experience that. Acts chapter 1, verse 4, I love these verses. Watch this. It says this, and being assembled together with them, he, that's Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. So watch now. Jesus tells them, don't you move. Here's my instruction. Stay right where you are. But wait for the promise. Somebody say promise of the Father, which he said, you heard me mention it. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 8 says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Jesus says, hey, listen, disciples, everybody here. He says, there is a promise that I've been telling you about from my Father. You've heard me talk about it. I've told you there's a promise coming. He is the person and the gift of the Holy Spirit who will be showing up here not many days from today. Wait right where you are. Notice Habakkuk said, I am going to stand. I am going to wait. I am going to see. Moses says, if your presence don't go, I'm waiting right here until you give the green light. I'm not going to move. When your presence moves, I move. If your presence doesn't move, I'm not moving. I'm going to wait right here for your presence. Your presence will be with me this whole season of life. You will experience his presence. But then Jesus says, wait for his promise. And then he says, the promise is one of power from the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is yours. And when you go into Acts chapter 2, the Bible says there's a group of 120 in a room, not to mention those who are straggling around in the rest of the house, who's outside. And the Bible says that the promise of the Holy Spirit drops. People begin to speak in tongues, and they begin to be endued with power. Peter steps outside of the house because everybody's like, these people are crazy. And Peter says, no. You don't understand. This was that was spoken by the prophet, that in the last days, God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. There is literally no one that's excluded if they want to grab hold of the presence and the promise of God. Somebody say promise. There are promises of God that he will fulfill in these 21 days, and you will carry them out through the year. Watch this. Genesis chapter 21:1. I love this verse. Listen to its power when we're talking about presence and we talk about promise. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. Look at this now. And the Lord visited, presence. As he had said, promise fulfilled. And the Lord did for Sarah, promise, as he had spoken, fulfilled. Over the course of 2023, over the course of these 21 days of prayer and fasting, you will experience his promise. Number three. Nah, watch this one. You will experience over these 21 days of prayer and fasting, you will carry with you the prophetic. Be careful, Pastor D. The prophetic. When you hear the word prophecy, when you hear the word the prophetic, here's what it means. It literally means that you will see as God sees and you will say as God say. You will speak only what you hear him say to you to declare. Now watch, this is not what I mean. Not that you're going to be on a street corner somewhere going, yea, the Lord says unto thee, go thy way. No. God is going to allow you to see what he sees for your family, see what he sees for your home, and you're going to declare that for your family. You're going to declare that over your home. And then when God asks you to have a word of encouragement for somebody else, come on, you can be all that God's called you to be. When God gives you that nudging to share your faith to somebody, you are going to be so ready and full of the presence of God. You're going to be full with the promise of God. So that when God has you declare what he wants you to say, you will be able to say it with clarity and confidence because you've been in his presence, you've been carrying his promise, and now that prophetic will utter what God said. Let's go back to Habakkuk. Write the vision and make it clear so that the message can be carried by those who are running. The thing that he told Habakkuk was for somebody to grab hold of what God said and continue to declare it. See, there are going to be things, City Place, where God's going to use you to go to that family member and says, by his stripes, you are healed. Go to someone else. You have the mind of Christ. Go to somebody else and say, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Go someone else and say, there is peace in Jesus' name. Well, how do you know? Because he's done it for me. You're carrying his presence. You're carrying his promise. And there's going to be a prophetic edge to you because you're going to be spending time with God. Now, listen, this is just so you know, these things that God wants us to experience will not be experienced through surface Christianity. Just so you know, like, this is not a big speech, little effort. Big focus, little pursuit. Big dreams, big prayers, minimal time in his presence. Wanting to have the spiritual fire, giving him no praise. Those days are over, City Place. Those days are over for you. Those days are over for me where I go, this is what I see. This is what I declare. But he gets this. He knows my heart. Yes, he knows your heart. But he also wants you in his presence, grabbing hold of his promise and declaring what he says. That's what we're going to carry. That's the reason why we want to invite every single person to be a part of 21 days of prayer and fasting. Acts chapter 2, verse 16 says this. I just quoted it. This is Peter talking. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. And your maidservants and male servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven and on the earth below. When God begins to speak, he says it's not limited to the few, but those who are in my presence, they walk in a relationship with me, they grab hold of my promise. I just want them to know that they'll see what I see and they can say what I say. He says, I'll speak to them through a prophetic utterance. I'll give them a vision or I give them a dream, but it's to every single person. But Peter says, hey, I just want you to know that this was promised and talked about when Joel was in the presence of the Lord, and now God is saying, promise fulfilled. And man, when you read the book of Acts, they changed the world. Man, walking into places, silver and gold, I don't have, but what I have, you got to read Acts. But what I have, I give to you, rise up in the name of Jesus, Acts chapter 3. Like, you just walk and just kind of see them moving. And the Bible says that they were so filled with the presence of God, walking in the promise of God, walking in like the prophetic utterance of God, that when they walked into places, they could look at a place that was out of line and say, you have been walking outside of what God has told you to do. Get in line. And the Bible says that everyone would commit their heart to Jesus. They'd walk into another place and say, devil, get out of them. Walk into another place, say, peace in this place. It would shift. This is a different season, City Place Church. It's exciting because God has so much for you and I. He has spiritual and tangible things for us. Are you excited? Are you getting anything this morning? Are you stirred up, City Place Church? This is not going to be. This is 2023. Do you know that this is year number 7 for City Place? Year number 7 for City Place, and 7 in biblical numerology means completion. Like, this is going to be a year where as we're walking out, God's going to be like, I'm going to complete that. I'm going to complete that. I'm going to complete that. Fulfill that. Get in my presence. I'm going to show you who I am. Walk out my promise. Declare what I'm showing you. Declare what I say to you. Walk out a supernatural boldness. And number four, we're going to experience and we're going to carry his power. We're going to experience and we're going to carry his power. Acts chapter 1, I read it earlier. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When you and I allow the Holy Spirit to be himself, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of us. He's the one that seals us when we say yes to Jesus. But then we need to activate him, meaning like, not like, activation. No, I mean, it's like, Holy Spirit, fill me up to overflowing. I receive your power. And every gift that you have that's available, unlock. Come on, can you just say that right where you are? Come on, let's invite the Holy Spirit into this moment, right where you are. Just open up your hands wide right where you are. Just say, Holy Spirit, I receive your gift. You are promised to me. Be active in my life. Give me power, authority, strength, and unlocked every gift that you have for me. Come on, City Place. Let's get ready to go. Let's go. Let's go. We're walking in his power. We're going to experience his power. Look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 17. This is a good verse. I believe we might have read it even a little bit last week, but look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 17. Let's go to verse 20. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible to you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. This kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting. If you hung out with us last week, we read this verse and we talked about this kind doesn't move without prayer and fasting. We said that being around Jesus doesn't just produce the power, the same power as Jesus. This kind. Jesus says, if you want to see this move, you got to produce this kind of power. And this kind of power flows from my presence. This kind of power flows through sacrifice. See, everything that God wants to do over these 21 days of prayer, his presence, his promise, the prophetic moments, and his power come with a cost. Yeah, I mentioned it earlier, like surface level is not going to produce this. We're going to have to give more of our time in his presence. We're going to have to be intentional, like Ty and I talked about. We're going to have to be intentional in his presence. We're going to have to be intentional in our walk with God. We're going to have to be intentional with declaring his promise. We're going to have to be intentional with hearing what he wants to say and keeping watch out for what he wants to do. We have to be intentional with saying, God, endue me with power to see things change. And Jesus says, there's some things that's on your list that's going to require a different level of faith. It's going to require faith that drives you to push aside the food you like, the things you like, and couple that with prayer. You want to see crazy power that resides with you? Push aside those things. Get into God's presence. Grab hold of His promise of power. Listen to what He's saying and watch Him move. This is the reason why we're in 21 days of prayer and fasting at the beginning of the year. This is our first fruits month. God, have your way. We don't want the same year. We don't want the same level of movement. We want to be able to declare what's in front of us through your word. I want City Place Church to be a group of people, a group of young people, kids who walk in our environment and are bold enough to say Jesus is who he said he is. And I want to reflect him. I don't just want what's in God's hands. Yes, we want the house and the promotion and the influence and the ability to do this and the movement of that and this. But Jesus, above everything else, it has to start in your presence. Then you're going to download your promise. Then I'm going to declare what you're saying and I'm going to see it happen. And then I'm going to move in your power, not just to impact what you show me, but to impact somebody else. Jesus says this kind is going to cost you something. City Place Church, we are going to set aside so that we can experience the fullness of who he is. Write this down. In God's kingdom, everything must flow from the spiritual. In God's kingdom, everything must flow from the spiritual. Jesus literally said, start it in the spiritual, it'll happen in the natural. Deal with it in the spiritual, it'll happen in the natural. Spend time with me in my presence, I'll download it to you. Trust me. Declare your promises back to me. Listen to what I'm saying to you. See what I show you and watch you experience it. Everything in God's kingdom begins in the spiritual, and then God does it in the natural. Are you with me, City Place Church? So write this down. This might be tough to hear, but it's straightforward. Jesus says, watch now, verse 21, let me say it again. This kind does not change, does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Write this down. You must pray and you must fast. Ooh, you have to. Jesus says, you want to walk out this authority, you want to walk out this power, you must pray and you must fast. I know it may sound like I'm repeating it over and over and over again. You and I must pray and we must fast. At this level, to be in his presence, closer to where we say, just like Moses says, show me your glory. To say, I'm going to stand here, Habakkuk, stand here and wait to see what he's going to say. Because I know he's going to say something. I'm not moving this place. You and I are going to have to pray and we're going to have to fast. It's going to cost us something. If we're going to experience his promise, we're going to have to pray and we're going to have to fast. I am tired, personally, of chasing my own promise. I am tired of chasing my own goal, my own resolution. I'm tired of wasting time on things that don't produce what God has for me. Pray and fast. Well, Damon, it sounds like you're only talking about spiritual things. Everything happens in the spiritual and God does it in the natural. So there are things that God has for you and I that he wants to reveal to us that we don't know. There's a verse in scripture that says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for those who love him, but he has revealed them by his spirit. There are things, City Place Church, for 2023 that God has for you and wants from you, but you and I won't know it until we pray and we fast. Show me what you want. Let's tear down the wall. Show me what you're saying. Let's build this area. So for some of you, you're praying and asking God for your next step in your job. Don't move until you pray and you fast. So that instead of zigging left, he says, I have one that I'm about to give you right over here. That's tangible. We all have tangible things that we want, and God wants to bless us. The Bible says he doesn't withhold anything that's good. Ask and you shall receive. You know the verses. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be open unto you. Jesus actually said it. I read it. The impossible is possible through prayer and fasting. God's not a genie. We don't need him to be one. We need him to be dad. We need him to be father. And then he gives you the things that he wants. And he gives me the things that we want to believe for. So you and I must pray and you and I must fast. See, there's something that happens in the spiritual atmosphere that causes things to be broken, things to be built, things to be restored. And the enemy knows that. The enemy knows that if we get locked in on this is a spiritual walk with a human experience and we live in the spiritual and we go into God's presence and we bring those promises into our daily walk and we moving to where God says move, I move, or when God says speak, I speak, or when God says wait, I wait, when God says go, I go, and then I walk in his power. The enemy gets a little bit nervous because a lot of times we are no threat to the kingdom of darkness. But the minute you go, whoo, this is the year I'm going to experience his power, his promise, the prophetic, his presence. Whew. Listen to what Priscilla Schreier said. She said, if I were your enemy, I would devalue in your mind the thing that I know has the most potency to defeat me. Jesus said, this kind moves through prayer and fasting. So why are we fasting? I believe I might have mentioned this last week. We're fasting because we may fast because we have a burden. We need guidance, health. We have needs. We need God's power. We need God to move. Last week I said that prayer is just the abstinence of the physical gratification so that we can have a spiritual encounter with God. Do you know that prayer is not just communion with God, but it's also a confrontation of the enemy? Jesus says this kind only happens through prayer and fasting. Set that aside and let's go and confront the enemy while we commune with God. What a great balance. God, it's all about you. Jesus, it's all about you. I lift your name high. Meanwhile, in the spirit, there's this boxing match where you're just punching on the forces of darkness. But you're like, God, I give you everything. God, I thank you that there's victory over sin. There's victory over sickness. There's victory over poverty. You are my provider. And spiritually, you're just tearing down. Angels are working on your behalf. Prayer is communion with God, communication with God. Giving my heart to God, declaring back his word, his promise in his presence, but it's also going absolutely not enemy. Couple that with the spiritual hunger that comes from the void of the physical thing. And Jesus is like, this kind of power, speak to the mountain, get out of here. And it moves. And nothing, somebody say nothing. Come on, somebody say nothing is impossible for you. But you must pray and you must fast to have this level of power. So what are you willing to commit to over these next 21 days? I want to challenge you, City Place Church. Join us on Wednesday, 6:30. It's time. 6:30 is early, Pastor Damon. Yep. It's going to cost us something because this kind, we have to be in his presence. We have to be in, experience his promise. See what God's going to show us and say to us. And we want to walk in his power. So here's just a couple of challenges that I want to give you. I want to challenge you to invest these 21 days starting today in prayer and fasting. I mentioned to you that there's several types of fast. There's a full fast where you're setting aside liquids for an extended period of days. There's a Daniel fast where you're sitting aside things like meats and sweets. And then there's a partial fast where you say, I'm going to fast this food. I'm going to fast from this time to this time. Let's all do something. And I want to challenge you over these 21 days to set aside the thing that's going to cost you something. Don't just do the easy thing. in times past. I know it because I've been in church a long time and I've done this a few times. When it's come time to fast, I've done something that I can tolerate versus something that's really going to cause me to seek God like crazy because I'm hungry. And what you do is the thing that you remove, you put in its place that time with the Lord. So I want to challenge you. Give up at least one meal over these 21 days of prayer. However God shows you. I'm just going to do a Daniel fast. But I want to challenge some of you others to see what the Lord is saying to you. So one of the questions that I do have for you is this. What's my target? Both personal and corporate. What's my target? And then what fast am I going to take? What fast am I going to take? What am I going to do? Is it partial? Is it a little bit? And then I want to challenge every single person here. I want to challenge you to take one day of the fast from now until February the 4th. And we're going to focus. We're going to have things that we're going to pray about for our church. But I'm going to ask you to take one day to fast for City Place Church. Here's what I want you to focus on. I want you to pray for Ty and I. Pray for our family. One of the things I'm realizing as I get older, and I wish I would have done a better job of communicating what we need. I'm asking you to cover us in prayer. Because as we're praying for you, sometimes our backside is uncovered. And there's a scripture, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, he had people, as the walls were being rebuilt, he had people all around to protect every side of the rebuild. And so we covered your prayers to cover us. So pray for our family, pray for our protection, pray for God's provision for our family, pray for our kids, pray for the vision of the church that it flows out of us, that we continue to walk with the Lord, that our marriage is covered, our family is blessed. As the Lord leads, cover us. Cover the leaders of City Place Church. All the way down from those that help lead our church to small group leaders, to kids, to youth. Pray for them. Cover them the same way you would us. Pray for them because they're pouring out. Cover them. Pray for the laborers and the movement, the vision of our church as we move it forward. We need laborers for the Lord's harvest. So pray and ask God to send to City Place Church those who are called, who have a passion for God's house, to take God's house further, which means I'm asking you to pray for those who are going to plant themselves and call City Place home, but also dream teamers. And then pray and ask God for our kingdom acquisition. We have been carrying vision for our own church home, and we've been praying behind the scenes, but I'm asking you to give God one day to pray that there is breakthrough for the acquisition of land, there's breakthrough for the financial resources to be able to pay for it, that there's breakthrough, that God makes it clear in this year. Pray that one day. Pick one day. And what I want you to do is I want you to text that date to 407-393-8426. 407-393-8426. Or you can write it in the chat. I'm going to handle January 13th. I'm sorry. I'm going to handle January 18th. I'm going to handle January 24th. I'm going to handle February the 3rd. If we all grab one day of the month, we'll have constant prayer. Constant prayer. And it makes me think about when Peter was in, and the Bible says there was constant prayer made for Peter. Constant prayer. Those are some things to pray for City Place Church over the next 21 days. And then we're going to be praying for your specific needs on Sundays, on Wednesdays. Nobody's going to be missed. Nobody's going to be missed. So right where you are, His presence, His promise, the prophetic moments, and His power. You bow your heads right where you are. Father, I just thank you for your presence today. I thank you for your promise. I thank you that I have done my best to display your heart. I thank you for your power. I pray that you confirm your word with signs to follow. Jesus, every day in the life of City Place Church belongs to you. And I just pray a special anointing on these 21 days, that this will be the greatest start of any year in your presence, in your promise, listening prophetically to your voice, and walking out your power than we've ever experienced. Thank you for victory. Thank you for salvations at a greater level this year, more baptisms, more kingdom provision, more stories of testimonies of victory, and a church, Holy Spirit, that is in love with you. I even pray for those, Holy Spirit, in this moment that haven't met you yet, but will do so now. That as we pray this prayer of salvation, to receive the gift of salvation from the cost and the price that you paid, Jesus, I celebrate the hands that rose last Sunday and will be raised today. I thank you for the people that have already signed up for baptism before we've even given the date. Jesus, you're already doing something. And I'm excited. While your head's bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to get ready to pray a prayer that would allow many of you to invite Jesus into your heart. It just simply says, Jesus, you died for me. You rose again. I know you did. And you can have my life and you can have my heart. And I'm accepting you freely today. Just repeat it after me. Say, dear Jesus, today I acknowledge that you died for me and you rose again. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I receive your gift of salvation. And I also receive your forgiveness. And on this day, I choose you freely as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm ready for your presence. I'm ready for your promise. I'm ready to hear prophetically what you want to show me and what you want to say. And I choose to walk in your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Thanks for joining us. If you've been encouraged by this message, be sure to subscribe to the City Place Church podcast. And we want to hear from you. Post a picture on any of your social media outlets with the hashtag CityPlaceChurch to be a part of the conversation. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.